Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. As you saw with the agenda, Folio really represents a diverse global community. I'm a librarian, as is Christopher. We have representatives from multiple countries. We have vendors. We have libraries. This small group that we've brought together today really illustrates how the community can come together, as Miklos introduced to us, for a common purpose, which is to really start to transform the way services are developed and delivered to libraries. I'm just going to start with this page in case if people aren't aware. The website is folio.org. Folio stands for The Future of Libraries is Open. And this will provide a wealth of information about how to engage with the community. And when we talk about open source, our immediate reaction is normally, well, I'm not a developer. How can I get involved in open source? I don't know how to code or write software. There are a number of ways that librarians can participate at a very high level. Just by being interested in the project, participating in webinars or various forums like you are today, all the way down to a more deeper, more technical understanding of how the platform itself is being developed. So we would invite all of you to participate at the level at which you are most comfortable to learn more deeply about Folio. We always like to start off with why. In why Folio, it speaks to the motivations, the interest, the purpose, the engagement for why there would be such a project. So Folio is a community built around delivering library services, including library system functionality. Well, aren't there plenty of choices for library systems? I mean, do we really need one more? And I think as we've seen, and we'll talk a little bit more about the larger marketplace. In fact, we do need a more open environment and a more open platform for the delivery of new types of content and information to our end users, whoever that end user population might be. EBSCO is not an integrated library system or library management system company. This is not our goal. At the same time, as we interact with thousands or tens of thousands of libraries around the world, there's one thing in common with all of those libraries. They all have a library management system. So the points of connection between services that EBSCO offer and that integrated system are very, very important. We're concerned, and we'll show about how market consolidation and forces are forcing libraries to make decisions that might not be the ones that they would truly make in a more open environment. So here is a slide that just shows, you know, what has been going on. We have a big long graph where we could show that 5 years ago or 10 years ago, there were many, many choices for libraries who are considering library management systems. 5 years ago, there were fewer choices. Now, there are even less. This is a concern for those of us who believe in open systems. Big companies are getting bigger. They are reducing choice for libraries. So this concept of vendor consolidation has certainly hit the library systems marketplace. That means if you are investigating options for a library management system, there are fewer qualified choices to make. Another trend that has happened is the beginning of what we would call monolithic systems. So it's ironic now at a time when systems are meant to be more open and the tools exist to interconnect, as Miklos was talking about, content and data from multiple sources, that systems are being built more as monolithic systems. we know that one supplier, regardless of how big that supplier is, that one supplier can't support all of the library's needs. It really takes a community collaborating together to help to build these solutions. That market consolidation has a couple of outcomes that we think are not good. First of all, if there are fewer systems, that means the costs go up. There's less competition. That's bad. Second, systems are being bundled together with products, so including discovery, linking, knowledge base, to make those part of a single monolith. The whole point of discovery, as with ViewFind and original discovery platforms, where they could work with any library management system. That was the whole point. Now we're seeing that they're being built together and cannot be separated. That forces libraries into making decisions that may not be best for their user population, for their end users. So we believe more choice is good. Third, we think there's less innovation coming about because systems are now being controlled by in very few hands. Just this morning, in talking with some of the participants, I became aware of some fantastic new applications that people are building for which a development community and a development hub would be a wonderful place to start and to nurture these projects. That's really one of the goals of Folio. If we take a look at systems, I'll use this photograph of an old chest of drawers. It's a beautiful piece of furniture. It has drawers, and each drawer belongs in its particular space and is meant to hold a particular item or particular type of content. So that works well as long as this particular dresser can hold everything you ever need to store. Now, we know that isn't the case. If we translate this into how library management systems are built, we can see now discovery is one of those drawers. It's not a separate piece of furniture. It's built into this larger ecosystem of a monolith. So not only do we have the traditional library functions, cataloging, circulation, acquisitions, but we also have discovery and the end user experience. And as people talk about why is EBSCO involved, we have a significant interest in discovery and in the user experience. And we want that to be an open choice for all libraries. At the same time as the conversation about Folio is happening, there's change going on in academic libraries. The change in the collection, as Miklos represented, it used to be that libraries were a warehouse for the storage of physical materials. In order to use or access those materials, you had to walk through the door. Now with the advent of e-content, e-resources, full text, institutional repositories, museum and archival objects, people around the world can take advantage of these digital, electronic, as well as physical objects. That has an effect on the space. So in the academic library, that changing collection many times is being moved into an off-site storage. So how those materials are selected for storage and how that new space is used, really to encourage collaboration within the library space, is also an interesting trend that we are seeing. The last point is the evolving user needs. So as we mentioned, it used to be you came in, you physically looked at a book, you copied this down. Then we had desktop computers, then we had laptops, now we have notebooks and we have our phones. So the increasing importance of the mobile experience has to be well integrated into all the software we deliver. Here's a quote from a research study that talks about how academic libraries, and really libraries, are facing times of unprecedented challenge and unparalleled change. So innovation, so the concept of creating new things, has moved from being one of the considerations of the library to a necessity. I was talking with Mark Denham from Glasgow earlier this morning, and we all talked about the idea that even when a new idea comes about and it suddenly hits the stage and becomes an overnight success, that overnight success has really been in the works for many years, just as it's been with Folio. We've been considering this project for several years. Index Data have been working on software for over a year, and now we're ready to start discussing this publicly, and we're delighted you're here to share with us. I come from a background in working with commercial library systems. There always comes a time when there is a conversation with libraries about the stuff you want, and in fact, the stuff you need. So every commercial supplier has a list like this that is basically infinity. It's every good idea that every library has suggested since that vendor came around. And they're all held somewhere. Working within an open source community, you have the ability to prioritize those items that are needed for the National Library of Hungary or for a community of libraries in Hungary, and can specifically work on to contribute back. So you're no longer held to the single list of priorities that are meant to address a worldwide community. Different components of that community can work on the aspects that are most important for your own libraries. So if we define innovation as an idea, a technology, or a practice that is perceived as new, what is new about building a library system? We've had library systems for 30 years. Part of this, and Christopher will talk about this as well, is the diversity of the community. So if you were to go and do a Google search for Google and open source, Microsoft and open source, Tesla and open source, pretty much any large software or services company and the word open source, you will see their commitment is not only to proprietary products, but is also to open products. Yet this has not happened in libraries. So EBSCO is really helping to bring about this change that has occurred everywhere else in the software industry to libraries. Vendor-supported open source. That is a platform for innovation. So remember our old chest of drawers. It could only hold the things that it was meant to hold. Couldn't hold anything else. Those other things you'd have to stack on top, put along the side, put them on the floor. Not great. Here's our modern innovation platform. Of course it supports the traditional functions. It has room for those components like our old chest of drawers. But it also can be expanded. It can grow higher. It can grow this way to support new and extendable applications. So that really allows a quite different view, a competitive view of the marketplace, in which individual modules can be replaced or new modules can be created. So the key aspects of Folio are modular. Of course, every system is modular. They have a circulation module or a cataloging module. But what if in your library you had the choice to use this cataloging module or that one? You could replace the cataloging module. What if you had a truly modular system, or a system that is extendable to support other areas of research, teaching and learning, or areas of importance to your institution? A system that is open source, where the contributions made by your community of libraries are given back to the community and can be used or deployed by all libraries. We talked a little bit about the diversity of the open source community. EBSCO is happy to participate, and we are just one of the collaborators in this group. Above all, choice is at the heart of Folio. A question that I get asked often is, why is EBSCO doing this? And there are really multiple ideas about this. One is, we support open source, possibly the most widely used library management system in the world is Koha. We support Koha financially. We're very big contributors to the Koha community because open source supports choice. A second open source community is OLE, the Open Library Environment. We've been a participant in that community. So when the time came for us to consider how we collaborate within the library system marketplace, it made sense that EBSCO support an open source initiative. Now, why didn't we just support Koha and make that the system? Really because we wanted to create a new technology paradigm that Jakob, Christopher will talk about in more detail. Rather than having a system such as Koha, which is a great system, but it's 15 years old. So it's built on an older model designed to manage physical inventory. We want to look forward from this point and have a system that really manages electronic, digital, and physical resources together in an open source environment. So EBSCO is considering this as a very large technology donation to the library community, not only through supporting development, but also through staff engagement. Christopher and myself both work 100% on Folio. That's our only job, is community outreach and community engagement. Last point is, part of the market research that we have done has indicated that the Folio community, in order to be successful, will require commercial services to support this. So EBSCO will provide services and will be one of many organizations who provide services including hosting, project management, implementation, data migration, and ongoing support. Other companies are welcome to participate in this, and we look forward to their participation in the service ecosystem as well. So that's what I have for my portion of the talk. I'm going to turn it over to Christopher Spaulding right now. Thank you once again for your attention.